Good evening, everyone. It is August 13th, 2024, and I was on the NOAA Library because I occasionally go through all of their weather modification projects. These are the non-federal weather modification projects. Right now, as you can see here, they have 1,026 entries. Now, while I was going through this website, I stumbled across this report. This is weather modification experiments through electromagnetism. The purpose of this project is to help our nation solve weather problems such as extreme wildfires. This invention is intended for private sector use. The date for this project to start, these experiments, is from January 5th, 2023, and it's expected to finish by January 1st, 2026. I have not looked into this name, Nike Noor LLC. It's research and development. Here's the phone number here if you want to contact them. This is the address, and it's out of Golden, Colorado, okay? And then here is the CWAP station out of Golden, Colorado. You can look more into this. It says here, hello, I'm Nike Victoria Noor. I am creating a modular invention to help influence rainfall under the right conditions. Initially, I started building these devices during Colorado's wildfire season to help provide a solution to drought and to help our firefighters with success rates. By the way, folks, that's a bunch of bullshit. Given the, and I can't read this all the way, science was sound enough to put into practice, I created a strategic intelligence map this year as well and sent it off to United Nations, OOSA, don't know what that stands for, and to the United Nations, by the way, they're one and the same, in hopes to create a weather modification alliance as the world undergoes extreme climate change. By the way, if this is some princess from somewhere, let me just take a little peek here. Let's just go back to this page. Who in the hell is this? Join me. Okay, it's a research and development company. That's not even really a person, I don't think. What a load of shit. Hi, I'm Nike Noor. Look at, you got the little olive branches, United Nations crown over the top. This is disgusting. Know yourself, know your destiny. What a creepy website. Okay, what a joke. Nike Noor LLC, that's worth looking into some more. Okay, let's get back to this document. So they have not done an EIR, which is environmental impact statement, I guess, EIS. Now I want you to look down here. The World Economic Forum is involved for the Global Weather Modification Alliance, and they had a strategic intelligence briefing created for Nike Noor on the May 1st, 2024. I have to look into Nike Noor. I just stumbled into this, okay? And I went, voila, the World Economic Forum's involved, of course. And here they've got in their summary, and I'm going to share the links below. This is the content of this summary. They talk about the transformation of warfare, critical infrastructure and cyber resilience, polarizing narratives, institutional capacity, likelihood of weather events, cyber and supply chain risk, humanitarian aid and infrastructure. Okay, and then the acknowledgments, by the way, this was published by the World Economic Forum. They are evil as F. When you scroll to the end of this document, you'll see who they thank. Okay, the people that were involved in this, and there's all their studies too, okay, all their references, I should say. You've got a lot of players involved. I thought I had it down at the very bottom, maybe not. Hold on, let me go to the bottom. Okay. Yes, here we go. So, acknowledgments, the content providers. Asian Development Bank, Boston Consulting Group, EcoBusiness, Harvard Kennedy School, Oliver Wyman, RAND Corporation, that's military, Royal United Services Institute, Relief Web, Springer Nature, The Conversation, The Diplomat, United Nations Climate Change, and the World Economic Forum. Okay, so it's confirmed they're involved. I decided to look into it a little bit more. Electromagnetic weather manipulation. And this article I found, and this is called No Geoengineering, and they talk about, I'm going to share this link below, about, you know, according to this article, they were talking about the United Nations, you know, push for the single fuel. There's issues with that. They have what's missing from Peter Kirby, apparently. I don't know who Peter Kirby is. I know Jim Lee probably does, but I'm just here to tell you the military has been and is involved, and so are your favorite philanthropists around the globe. All right. The U.S. Army Chemical Corps operation that dispersed microscopic particles of zinc cadmium sulfide over much of the United States and Canada for the purpose of testing the dispersal patterns and geographic reach of chemical or biological weapons. Okay? So it was called Large Area Coverage. Now we can click on these links from within this article. I'll share the link below. I've already talked about this being like the new Manhattan Project, okay? So an ongoing global weather modification program referred to here as the new Manhattan Project, all right? So Peter Kirby has been talking about this for a while. It sounds like he is a weather damage activist, okay? And they talk in this article all about the types of stuff they spray. They also talk about secret programs and how Roosevelt, basically signed a secret unlisted executive order to help, to authorize a private company holding a contract with a foreign government to hire U.S. military officers. Okay, so there's a lot of issues there. Roosevelt's not your friend. Shocker, shocker. This article is really worth reading, okay? And they talk a lot about the military and the aircraft that they use to spray all kinds of stuff. They can spray all kinds of nanoparticles that can be supercharged electromagnetically. I'm guessing, again, that the 5G towers and the microwave that they've been installing everywhere for the last few years has been intentionally put up for this purpose, okay? They can change and manipulate the weather around the world. Now, touches also on HAARP. These are the large-scale ionospheric heaters. HAARP is one of them. There's many others. And the CIA, of course, is involved. And so if you want to learn more, you can follow this link. Then I also looked into electromagnetic weather, and I learned about, not this one, I learned about, oh, I can't find it. It is something called AQUIS, let's see, AQ, here we go, Rain Aid. And this company was working with the Navy research lab, okay? And they have a way to move weather. They have ground stations, and they have, ground-based servers to adjust flight paths of weather systems. And you can look at this link, okay? They call it Rain Aid. What they really mean is rain theft, all right? They talk about dealings. They have, this technology is based on a systematic delivery of an electromagnetic waveform that resonates with the atmospheric weather patterns to adjust the path of rain-bearing cloud systems. These signals can influence global moisture flow patterns and harness the natural moisture rivers in the atmosphere to divert these to targeted destinations to create rainfall. Now, by the way, I've told you before, they can create drought and they can create flooding. And you better believe that they're going to be using these weather warfare tools to put you up shit creek without a paddle so they can offer their solutions courtesy of the big banksters and the loans and the smart cities that they're building for you. Okay, now moving on, we've covered this link here. Then looking through this amazing activist post, I also read about how intelligent dust will become the milestone of warfare in 2025. Now, we've all known, thanks to FM8 and other people that have been blowing the alarm, Anna Michaelena, I forget her last name, they've been talking about nanoparticles, smart dust, small, nanometals that you're breathing in. We've talked about titanium dioxide nanoparticles, okay? You can look at this here. They talk about how they want to use smart dust by 2025. And here is the research article published in 2007. It's called Enabling Battlespace Persistent Surveillance, the Form, Function, and Future of Smart Dust. And I'm going to read this to you. In 2025, the military's need for persistent surveillance applications will extend beyond current airborne platforms such as Global Hawk and Predator. The future of 2025 contains potential enemies with a material and information focus capable of conducting regular and irregular warfare on foreign lands, as well as the continental United States. The U.S. military must invest its energy and money today into research researching enabling technologies such as nanotechnology, wireless networks, and microelectromechanical systems, or MEMS. Nanotechnology reduces today's technology to the molecular level. Wireless networks can link people, computers, and sensors beyond the borders of nations without the need for costly hardware-intensive infrastructure. Finally, MEMS have the capability to act as an independent or networked sensors. Fused together, these technologies can produce a network of nano-sized particles, smart dust, that can be distributed over the battlefield to measure, collect, and disseminate information. Smart dust will transform persistent surveillance for the warfighter. The U.S. military should lead the research and development of these enabling technologies so that smart dust will be a viable application by 2025. Now, if you know the military, they work on all the shit all the time. The next frontier was the brain. They have experimented with frequencies and electromagnetic interference to change your thoughts, to scramble your thoughts, to do all sorts of things, okay? They want full control down to the nano level. All right. Let's also look at something called FICER, okay? FICER is the Fund for Innovative Climate and Energy Research. The Keith Group. I've talked about David Keith before. This is David Keith of Harvard University. Project Scopex, so on and so forth. He receives undisclosed amounts of funds from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Bill Gates is a fucking bastard and is involved in all sorts of global fuckery and to the tune of his billions upon billions of dollars. Okay, now let's move back to, well, I've just showed you quite a bit here, but there's more research I need to do. I just wanted to get this out there. Again, I want to look up who in the hell is this group that is writing the letter like they're a person. Nike Noor. Who is Nike Noor? I'm going to try this one more time. Nike Noor. I'm guessing she's probably some princess of some sort. And if any of you have any insight, please feel free to leave it in the comments. I really hope that Nike, the brand, is not really involved, but who knows, okay? So we don't know who they are. More research is needed. I just wanted to let you know it is official. The United Nations, I'm just going to type this into United Nations Climate Change. There is an actual branch now under the United Nations, and it's the UNFCCC. Okay. What a load of shit. Let's see their stupid logo. Here we go. Alrighty. There it is. CCC, the United Nations Climate Change. Okay? And they've got all of their climate meetings and their agendas and their quarterly reports. And they all pretend. Folks, it is time to snap out of it. And this is going to take, this won't take lawsuits. They are too powerful. They have amassed too much power and wealth. And they've got the military being funded by them. So you're going to have to take matters into your own hands. And I don't know what it's going to take, but I do know that one thing that we do need is we outnumber them. We have to own our power. We have to stand up in the ways we can. We cannot tolerate this. It is time for their infrastructure that is helping this happen to come down, including their surveillance cameras that are being used to track and surveil you. It's time to rethink your smart systems, and it's time to think about the shit that you're breathing in. Because, again, the Internet of Things and Internet of Bodies is here. And it's likely smart dust is already a reality.